If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays. And joining me, as always, my co-host, the Scooby-Doo to my Shaggy, the Mark McGuire to my Jose Canseco, Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
Roro Raggy.
Okay, sorry. I did not plan that, but that was fantastic.
Sorry, as soon as you said that, I had to do that. I feel a little cringe after doing it, so I apologize to all my Diz stands. But I'm juiced up. Football Friday. Actually left the office early today for the first time ever, so we're juiced up.
There you go. Love it. And the people that know the certified cover boy might have some voiceovers or some voice acting coming in here. So love that. And joining us again for, I believe, the fourth straight episode, our football expert, our Eagles expert, our NFC beast expert, Connor. Connor, welcome.
I think I lost my expert status from yesterday's episode. For all my picks.
Nonsense. No. I mean, everyone's going to have bad days. That's the thing we have to emphasize. You know, no one is perfect in gambling. If they were, we'd start questioning if they are from the future. So you will hit those losses, but you just got to come back stronger with the wins. That's all it comes down to.
I am from the future, and I misled everyone.
I knew it. Sometimes you got to play it off like that. We know if you're perfect, then you're from the future. So you got to throw in a couple losing days here or there to get them off the track.
Yeah, well, I hope Dish can save us from yesterday's picks that I gave out.
Well, Connor just spoiled our last guest, but joining us back for another Football Friday, we got Dish. Dish, how's it going, bud?
Doing good. Hopefully I can save you. I don't know, though. My NFL was almost spotless besides the Packers last week. Ruined it all.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So before we get started on this Football Friday episode, I just want to tell you guys about thebookie.co. We've talked about it before. It's a wonderful daily email newsletter. It takes no time to get set up on it. They send out winners. They send out information. They are helping bettors just like us, just like you, to make money. So make sure you go to thebookie.co, subscribe to their daily newsletter, and just get that information. All right. We're here. It's another Football Friday. We're talking about the NFL. So instead of going over every single game and just trying to like really extend this episode out, we're going to try to do this a little segmented. So we're going to go through and we're going to give everyone's favorite, their favorite underdog, their favorite over, and then their favorite under of this NFL slate. And we will talk about each one and kind of some talk about the game and how we're feeling about it. And we will just go from there. So I will start. We're going to start with our favorites. So everyone's going to go over their favorites. But for my favorite, I'm liking the Patriots -6 versus the Jets. The Patriots probably should have won last week. If it wasn't for that fumble by their running back late in the game, I think they end up beating the Dolphins, and then this line goes up to almost probably 10, I think. I'm not sure what the Jets are just yet. I'm not sold on Zach Wilson like everyone else is, but I will take Belichick against a rookie quarterback any day of the week.
I would agree with that. I also want to clarify, I'm glad you mentioned the spread. We're going like favorites by spread, right? Because obviously I think like Tampa Bay is going to beat the Falcons, but is it worth the 13 points? Are we kind of going spread wise?
Yes, we are definitely going spread.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like that pick. I don't know. I think everyone's a little high on the Patriots. I do like that pick. I think they will cover 6 points, but they weren't my favorite.
Well, then, Diz, why don't you just get into it? What do you got for the favorite?
All right. I love the Cardinals -3.5 in Minnesota. I think the Cardinals, like, you can't even argue they were one of the three best teams last weekend. Absolutely. And I don't think you can argue that the Vikings were one of the three worst teams last weekend.
Hold on. Are you saying the Vikings were in the bottom three last weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that not legit? I thought they looked horrible. Bengals walked all over them. They made a push late, but the Bengals still ended up winning that game. I couldn't believe this line was only 3.5. I am hammering the Cardinals. I think this might get ugly.
So my take on that game is I think that is a huge overreaction. I absolutely agree with you. The Cardinals looked like the best team out there last weekend. No doubt about it. Saying the Vikings were one of the three worst might be a stretch. But I honestly think that at least in years past, the Cardinals were one of the most inconsistent teams out there. One week they come out looking like they did week one. Next week they come out and put out a stinker. And I'm big on going the opposite way of the public and the opposite way of an overreaction for week one. So I will probably go with the Vikings in this game and the points. I don't feel great about it. But
consider myself a man of faith.
Oh, gosh. Dish or Connor, you guys have anything about this game or any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think Diz is spot on this. I didn't even recognize this game until he said it, but this is the Cardinals' home opener, and they looked great last week.
Wait, yeah. Cardinals are at home? I thought it was at Minnesota. Is that legit?
I see Cardinals at home.
Let me verify.
Yeah. If the Cardinals are at home, the fact that this line is 3.5 points is a robbery.
I agree.
It is the Cardinals, and it is at home, and it is 3.5.
You get 3 points in the NFL just for being at home. Does Vegas seriously think these two teams are equal talent-wise? That is a joke.
So then this brings up to the next point then, Diz. Do you think that this is maybe too good of a line to be true?
Doesn't matter in the NFL. Of all sports.
Okay.
Too good to be true bets exist. But in the NFL, they exist the least often. Now you're making me second guess myself. Damn it, Patty.
Sorry. I just like to give my viewpoint or my thought on it, but that's why we're here. You know, we're not always going to agree, but you'll see some good conversation here. Before we move on to Connor and Dish's picks or whatever, joining us from the clouds, actually, we got our boy Miles joining us in for Football Friday. Miles, how's it going, buddy?
Thought I'd drop in and say hello to my boys.
I appreciate it. And if you're wondering, Miles, right now we're going through the NFL games this weekend. We're giving our favorite, our favorite underdog, our favorite over, and our favorite under. And we're currently on that first set, which is the favorite. So we're going to go to Dish and we're going to go to Connor. If you want to start doing some research on those, or if you just even want to just jump in and, you know, get in this banter, feel free.
If you saw my NFL picks last weekend, you don't want me to talk.
Hey, for the record, I think a lot of people got slapped in the mouth last weekend in the NFL. I mean, I saw something that like the underdogs were what, like 11-5 against the spread or something. That's just not something you normally see, especially NFL week one. But anyways, let's go ahead and go with Dish. Dish, what do you got for your favorite for this week?
Yeah, so I got the Bills -3.5 against the Dolphins. The Bills are away, but I think this is a comeback from last week when they laid a stinker in the second half to the Steelers. I think Allen and Diggs are going to be a lot better, and I think Miami definitely doesn't have as good a defense as Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's probably the best defense the Bills will see all year. So I'm going with the comeback game from those guys, and Bills big.
I like that. I actually agree. And the point I was going to point out was exactly what you said. I think the Steelers defense is possibly, you know, top in the league. The Dolphins defense is good, but I don't think it's that good. And Pittsburgh, I think, only blitzed once last Sunday and they were able to get to the quarterback and cause issues. But the Dolphins blitz all the time. So I think that benefits the Bills and there's less coverage options. And I think the receivers get open a little bit easier there. But anyone else have any thoughts on the Bills-Dolphins?
My biggest takeaway from the Dolphins-Pats game was that Tua was much better in the first half. And that just makes me think that He's more of a scripted quarterback, and I think the Bills D is one of the better in the one of the better defenses in the NFL. So I think they might make Tua uncomfortable. So I agree with this pick.
Nice, love it. All right, Connor, what do you got for your favorite?
All right, so this is my lock for the week and my Survivor Pool money line. But I also want to take the points as well. I'm taking the Broncos at -6 against the Jags. So I saw a lot out of Teddy Bridgewater last week. I think he did really well and made them more of a middle-of-the-pack team than a lower-end team that they were last year. And the Jags just look like a dumpster fire. I don't think they can keep up with any team. I thought they were going to be able to keep up with the Texans and keep it close, but they even got blown out by the Texans, who have nobody.
True. Good old Teddy Two Gloves, you know, he's not, he's kind of the perfect quarterback for that Broncos system. You know, just don't turn the ball over, let your defense do the work. So yeah, I'm with you. I do like the Broncos this week to cover the points.
That number scares me, even though the Jaguars are, go ahead.
I was also going to add that I had a similar weekend to Dish last weekend where the Packers are the only team that screwed me last weekend.
So it looks like we got, you know, both ends of the spectrum as far as week one gambling went. But, Diz, what were you saying? The spread scares you a little bit?
Yeah, I think 6 points, you know, I get sus with those spreads. I know the Jaguars are horrible, but I think Denver's not great either. So I'm just a little hesitant giving Denver to cover by 6 points, no matter how bad the Jags are. But I do agree with the pick. I'm not going to bet 6 points, but I do agree that that's where I would go in this game, but I'm probably going to stay away. I actually, a little tease for my best bets. I teased that Broncos-Jags game. So I do like the Broncos, but I don't like the 6 points.
Okay, there you go. For those that are wondering, this is in Jacksonville. You know, if this is in Denver, I think it's a completely wide-open spread, maybe even 10 points. But just wanted to let people know it is 6 points and it is at Jacksonville. Miles, do you have anything for us for your favorite?
I don't bet against my team because I'm not a sociopath. But if I wasn't a Colts fan, that Rams -3.5 would be looking mighty tasty. But
yep.
The Jets are terrible. I think the Patriots are good, and it's less than a touchdown. So give me the Patriots, I guess.
Bingo. Love it. Also, Miles, you weren't on yesterday, but how bad do you think Cincinnati is going to beat IU tomorrow?
What's the spread?
3.5.
Oh, Bearcats, baby.
Yeah.
What are
you
talking about?
So I took, me and Diz both had best bets on Cincinnati to win by more than 3.5, but I also was able to get alternate spread to Cincinnati -9.5, and I was trying to see if I could get anywhere up to as high as 20.5, but I think 9.5 is the line. I do think IU loses by 3 touchdowns tomorrow, but just wanted to get that in there, and I figured you would have a similar take.
You're just betting on happiness. I don't hate it.
All right, let's move on to our favorite underdog. Let's go ahead and start with Connor. Connor, give us your favorite underdog.
So my favorite underdog is solely because one team lost and the other team won. I think it's going to be overhyped for one and underhyped for the other. I have the Cowboys at +3.
Okay.
Not much reasoning behind that other than I think the Cowboys are underestimated because they're lost to the Bucks and the Chargers just beat the Washington football team.
Okay.
I thought they were going to be much better.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I'm a big fan of going against the overreaction from week one and going kind of flipping the script a little bit. So I'm with you on that one.
Dish, yeah, so yeah, to piggyback off this, this was mine as well, but I'm taking this money line 142.
Ooh.
It is in LA, but the Cowboys played the best, like the Super Bowl champs, right? And played them very well. And The Cowboys offense is just going to be there. Like, it's whether or not the Chargers defense can stop them. And I think Zeke will get back on track. I think their team will pull it out this week.
I'm a Chargers stan. I have a man crush on Justin Herbert, but I will say there will be more Cowboys fans in that LA stadium than Chargers fans. So I don't think you can even think about the Chargers as being at home. I'm staying away just because I love the Chargers too much. I want Herbert to pop off. And I still don't know about Dallas, man. I just can't get behind them. I think they're just that team that will always play to their competition, and they just might be that team that loses by 3 points every week.
Yeah, could be.
I wanted to add that the Cowboys also had four turnovers against the Bucs. They played them, so I think their defense really stepped up as well. And to your point about the Chargers, I don't know that they've ever really had home field advantage.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's true. While we're here, I'll go ahead and mention this now because, Connor, it finally came out. They released the touchdown lines for Sunday's games. I put together a little fun little parlay here. So not only did the Cowboys turn the ball over four times last week, but Zeke Elliott did absolutely nothing, and people are starting to write him off. So I think Zeke gets 2+ touchdowns. And then I also think Derrick Henry, who made a lot of fantasy people mad last week, I think he goes off this week. So I'm parlaying both of them to get 2+ touchdowns, and you can get that at +3,330 odds.
Heck, you might as well even throw Adam Jones in there. What's he going to get this week?
Well, and I was going to, but they haven't, because that game's Monday night, they haven't released the touchdown line yet. But if they release that before those games start on Sunday, I'm thinking either Aaron Jones or maybe even Devontae Adams. So I definitely am with you on that. All right, Miles, who's your favorite underdog this week?
I believe in the Saints. Give me the Panthers +3.5. Last week, that was bizarre. I don't believe in the Saints. Jameis could have thrown 8-9 interceptions, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, man, I bet you'd get some good odds on that. But
give me the fighting Sam Darnolds.
Yeah. Oh, and does that have anything to do with the fact that you have Christian McCaffrey on your fantasy football teams?
No, nothing to do with it.
Okay, I didn't think so, but I just figured I'd throw it out there. You know, what kind of a host would I be if I wasn't questioning the integrity of these picks?
I am integrity.
Bingo. Put that shit on a t-shirt.
I am integrity. That might be the name of the podcast.
All right, Diz, who do you got for your favorite underdog?
Matty Ice is going to be pissed. But uh-oh. I love the Bengals +2.5 in Chicago.
Yes.
My only concern with this is if Dalton blows, I think the Bengals are bad enough to where Justin Fields can come in and win the game in the second half. I don't think they will pull the trigger just yet. I think they'll keep Dalton in the game, and I think Bears fans will hate Matt Nagy even more. I think the Bengals pull this out. I was impressed with them in week one. I know I said the Vikings look like shit, but I am impressed with the Bengals. I'm trying not to overreact. I think the Bears stink. I really do. I'm loving +2.5. When I was thinking of what this line should be, I could not believe that it was +2.5. I'm riding Joey B, and let's just hope Justin Fields doesn't play very much.
So one thing to note, and one thing I've kind of heard, so last week, Joe Burrow was the most pressured quarterback in the league, and we watched Carson Wentz get his ass handed to him all day long, but yet Joe Burrow still was the most pressured. And so I think the thought is the Bears defense might get to Burrow and cause some issues, but yeah, I'm kind of surprised that this hasn't even flipped to the Bengals, because I know the public is pouring in money on the Bengals. For my underdog, so I originally was going with the Colts +3.5. I was going with the overreaction, but then I just saw that Braden Smith is out, I'm not sure if Eric Fisher is playing. Our line looked terrible as it was last week, and now we're taking
Smith's out with hurt feelings.
Oh, what?
Oh, he got embarrassed last week. Did you watch the game?
I did, but I thought there was something more to that.
Wait, so he's not hurt? He just got benched?
No. Miles is just trolling.
He's faking an injury, dudes. I got the scoop.
Miles is our Colts insider. He heard a source that he has to take a week off and regain his composure.
Everybody else is scared to say it, but I'm not.
And so I'm changing my pick. I'm also riding with the flying Sam Darnolds, as Miles pointed out. I think this is a huge overreaction. The Panthers only beat the Jets by what, like 5 points? The Saints looked tremendous. But I just don't. I think it's an overreaction. I'm taking the Panthers at home with that. Virtual reality Panther? Did you guys see that? No? No one?
Question was,
Diz, you're cutting out. We didn't hear any of that.
Is that in the stadium? See that shit? Hey, I'm in the Whiteland. I'm in the Whiteland death hole.
But I did catch you there at the end there. I have no idea how that was seen or where it came from, but I was a big fan of it. I enjoyed it. But yeah, give me the fighting Sam Darnolds or flying. I don't remember what adjective Miles used.
They both work.
Okay. All right. So now let's move to the favorite over. So I'm going Cowboys Chargers over 54.5. This game we already kind of talked about, so I'm not going to go too much into it. But we know the Cowboys defense isn't great. Both offenses are going to be slinging it. I think the Chargers bounce back huge here on offense. I can see the game ending like 31-28. So I'm going over 54.5.
It's a lot. It's a big number. It's a big number.
Yeah, but Vegas is usually pretty spot on with these, so I'm not scared away from this number.
True. I'm never going to discourage you from taking an over, Patty. I'm just saying that's one of the highest numbers all week. I'm just surprised.
I know. Diz, what's your favorite over this week?
So a lot of people, when you're making an over, you look at like the most high-powered offenses. I'm going the other way. I'm looking at the shittiest defenses. Packers defense looked atrocious against Jameis. I don't even know if that man can see. And he put up 38 points on him. And then the Lions, I love the hell out of what the Lions did and how they fought back. But their defense looked really bad as well. This over totals at 48.5. And I think the Packers kind of snap back to reality. And I don't think 48.5 is too high of a number. I think this one hits, and I actually have this over in a tease later on.
I like it. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, so I'm spot on with Diz, I guess, this week. This was my pick. The Packers offense is going to be back. You know, Aaron Rodgers, after getting all the scrutiny that he got this week and, you know, not scoring and getting benched, basically, you know, he's coming out firing this week. And then Detroit always finds a way to just chuck it down at the end. So I think it'll be a high scoring game.
Nice. Love it. Connor, what's your favorite over this week?
So I went with a high scorer here. So I went with Chiefs versus Ravens. Chiefs always put up the points, and the Ravens, Lamar can't throw it, and the Chiefs have a terrible run defense. So they're going to be running all game, doing plenty of screens. Lamar, I think, just looked terrible last week. He missed people by miles, it seemed like. I'm going with the Ravens running backs against the Chiefs defense and the Chiefs to put up however many points with their all-star offense.
You're basically counting on the Chiefs being the Chiefs.
Right, and it's going to be over 54.5.
Okay. Sheesh. Okay, I can do points. All right, Miles, what do you got?
I think the Jaguars are an abysmal football team. Yeah. So give me over 45. I think the Broncos
really?
score. I think the Broncos score at least 31 by themselves. Trevor Lawrence is good for two touchdowns at least. Give me that game over 45.
All right. Well, that leads me into my under. I was taking the Jags Broncos under 45 and a half. I just think the Jags might be the worst team in football. Like I said, I think the Broncos are more of a defensive team. Teddy Two Gloves isn't going to tear anybody up. I think this one might end up being like 21 to 10 Broncos. So I'm going under 45 and a half. Diz, what?
No, you're good. You're good.
Well, if you have something to say, say it. But I was just going to say, what do you have as your under?
That game's a stinker. So if I'm going to bet on anything, it's going to be the over because I just want to watch points happen. If I'm watching that game, that's something on Red Zone where I don't think I'm going to see a lot from that game. So if I'm going to have to bet on it, it better be the over because the only thing I'm going to watch are scoring plays on Red Zone.
Okay, then what's your under? I know you're not an unders guy, and if you come to me and say you didn't bet an under, I'm going to be pissed.
No, I did bet an under. Well, I didn't bet one, but my favorite under, which I should preface, that's a contradiction because I don't love unders. But my favorite under this week is Colts-Rams 48.5. I think the Colts are very limited on offense. They got stomped against the Seahawks last week, and the point total was 44. And the Rams stomped the Bears last week, and that point total was 48. So even if the Rams stomp on the throat of the Colts, I still think 48.5 might be tough to get to. And I just don't see the Colts pulling this out. If the Colts do win, it's almost an emotional hedge. Like, if the Colts win and put up 30 points, then I'm happy either way. So this was my under.
Cool. Right on. Connor, what do you got for your under?
So my under is what I think is going to be a stinker, the Bengals versus the Bears. I think Joe Burrow is going to be attacked, like you had mentioned earlier, and I think Andy Dalton is not going to be the guy. Now, to Diz's point from earlier, I am worried that Justin Fields is going to come in and shatter this whole under for me. But I'm sticking with Andy Dalton versus Joe Burrow and the defensive line of the Bears.
Nice.
And that's going to be under 45.5.
Okay. Nice. Love it. Miles, what do you got for your favorite under?
I'm basically betting under the Steelers. I don't care who they're playing. I don't think their offense can score. I think their defense is incredible. Under 47. I love their week one. They are who we thought they were. I'm going to continue to ride them. Under 47.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And finally, to wrap up the NFL, Dish, what do you got for your favorite under?
Yeah, so I'm going with the 49ers-Eagles game. Sorry, Connor, but these are two defenses that know how to stop the run, and they're really good at stopping the run, and both teams are good at running the ball. So I think it's just going to be a trench warfare game. They're going to, you know, just run the ball the whole time, and nobody's going to get anywhere and score anything. And a bunch of field goals are going to get kicked, so I'm going that game. It's at 49.5, so under 49.5.
So who do you have winning that game, though, Dish?
That is irrelevant. Doesn't really matter.
Very relevant to an Eagles fan.
It's hard to know because the 49ers just lost, their best running back. So I have more faith in Jimmy G than I do in Hurts. So if I had to choose one way, I would go probably the 49ers. But I guess they are going across the U.S. and West Coast never plays well at East Coast. So you do have something going for you, but I'm just going to stick away from the winner and just call it a crappy game, and it's under.
Right. I can respect that.
All right. So there's our NFL. So the games we didn't touch on, Texans-Browns. I believe a lot of people are taking the Texans in this. Is 13 points too much to stray you away from picking the Browns in this game?
No. I think week one's an overreaction. As much as I love my boy Tyrod Taylor, I think the Browns win this easily. 13 points is too much for me to bet on, obviously. Certified cover boy. I'm not taking anything heinous. But I think the Browns roll easy. Let's not overthink it.
I think the Browns are going to be highly upset after last week's loss as well, since they had the Chiefs right where they wanted them until the end. And the Texans, they just came off a big win against the Jaguars in the division game. I think there's going to be overreaction for the Texans, but it is said I would not take 13 points. I do think that they'll win by 13, but I'm not going to bet that game.
That's not a terrible idea there, Connor. If you're not feeling comfortable about it, don't bet it. All right. Other games that we did not talk about. I think there was just one other one. Yeah. Or there's two other ones, I guess. Falcons, Buccaneers. I mean, another one, 12.5 points for the Buccaneers. The Falcons defense looked horrendous last week. Their offense looked horrendous. The Falcons in general just looked horrendous last week. So, I mean, you'd have to lean Tampa Bay minus 12.5 here, right?
Nope, you don't.
Oh,
you bet on the Falcons, be like, look, I think the Falcons are going to be a 500 team this year, even though they were awful week one. I got them around 500 this year. 12.5 is a ton of points. I don't know if I'm going to bet it, but if I did, I would definitely take the Falcons.
I love that, Miles. So I said the Falcons were going to come in over their win total, which was 7.5. So I'm hoping you're right, but we'll see. I'm hoping they bounce back. And then I'm surprised no one touched on this one, but I think it's because it's kind of a toss-up and no one's really sure what either of these teams are. Titans, Seahawks. The Seahawks are 6.5-point favorites at home versus the Tennessee Titans. I mean, we all pretty much saw the Seahawks stomp on the Colts. We all know the Cardinals kind of destroyed the Titans, and especially with everyone being on as high on the Titans as they were going into the season. Do you think this is an overreaction, and do you possibly go Titans plus 6.5 here, maybe even tease them up a little bit?
I was thinking about teasing them to 12, but I still don't know, man. I believe the Seahawks beat the Colts by 12.
Yep.
So I definitely wouldn't take 6 points. I was considering the tease up to 12, but ended up not pulling the trigger there.
Yeah, that one to me may be the best game of the weekend. But Connor, what do you got?
What?
I was going to say that the Titans were a huge disappointment last week. I did not bet on them last week, actually, thankfully. But I did see a lot more out of the Seahawks last week against the Colts than I did out of the Titans. I think the Titans just got their asses handed to them, basically. I don't know if they're going to recover from that one. A lot of teams, there's a lot of overreaction week one, but I think the Titans are showing us who they are in week one. I think this is the only exception. As far as the line, though, I'm not 100% sure. This game could honestly go either way. I think money line either way. It depends if the Seahawks show up like they did in week one.
Yeah, I mean, a team couldn't have looked worse than the Titans did week one. I mean, you could. There were teams that were, but
Green Bay would like to have a word.
Yeah. As soon as I said it, I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But I think if I were to lean anywhere, I would lean Titans plus 6.5.
I like that. I agree with that.
Anything anybody else want to get off their chest for the NFL before we move on?
I do.
My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, you're good.
I was just going to say all my best bets are teasers, so I'm not done with the NFL.
Well, yeah, I know that, but not everyone has best bets, Diz. So let's save it for the best bets section.
So my last comment on NFL is the Steelers are still plus 340 to win their division right now. I really like that pick still. I think Tomlin's still the best coach in that division, and I'm going to put some money on the Steelers again winning the division after week one.
I don't hate it. Doubling down.
That's great. I love that because Ravens and Cleveland both lost. I mean, Cleveland obviously looks great, but I love that. I love
today, Junior.
What one of the downfalls of Discord that we're hopefully looking to move away from. But now it is Friday, so it is Celeb Bet Friday, and we have some wonderful celebs on the show. I know Dish has a Celeb Bet parlay. So Dish, do you want to go ahead and share that with the people?
Yeah, kind of spot on from a lot of the bets from that we had earlier, except for the Saints game. Apparently, you guys all think they're super overrated, but mine is a four-leg parlay that's plus 830. I got $5 on it to win $46.54. I have Steelers money line at home. I don't know that they've lost against the Ravens at home in forever. And I have the Saints -3.5 versus the Panthers. I got the Bills -3.5 versus the Dolphins, which was my favorite pick. And then I also have the Cowboys +3.5 against the Chargers, which was my my underdog pick. So that's my four team parlay.
Love it. Connor, you got anything you want to put on the record for Celeb Bet Friday?
I have a three-leg parlay of all dogs money.
Oh, man, we're getting crazy up in here.
So Bengals over the Bears. I have Cowboys over the Chargers. And I have the Eagles over the 49ers there at Dish.
Oh, the homer pick.
I usually never touch an Eagles game, but
this one was overreacting to Hurts.
Right. I was fading Hurts all offseason. I was like, this is not the guy. And then I saw last week he went off, and I was like, maybe it's the guy. I don't know.
All of a sudden, Connor's eyes lit up real big, and he's like, oh, I have to.
Like, it's worth watching again, watching the Eagles this year.
Awesome. Love it. And Miles, you got anything for us?
Yeah, I'll drop two on you.
Okay.
There's a couple college football games that are just screaming to be betted.
Yep.
Purdue +7.5. What are we doing? That's free money.
Yep.
Take Purdue +7.5.
Lock it in.
And why do we keep doing this thing with Bama where we think they're worse than they are? 14.5 over Florida?
Yeah.
Florida's
yeah.
garbage. They don't have a quarterback. They have a
Who
backup.
Does Purdue play?
They don't have a quarterback.
Purdue plays Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. Notre Dame looked terrible against Toledo.
Yeah. Take that 7.5. And 14.5 for Bama against anybody other than Ole Miss is free money.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So last episode, Miles, we talked about the top 25 matchups this week, and that Bama one was one of them, and I definitely was with you. I said, come on, what are we doing here, people? You got to take Bama in that.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
Roll Tide, right, Miles?
If you care about yourself, roll damn Tide.
That's right. That's right. We'll do it again. We'll bring it back every single episode, every single week. All right, then let's get into our best bets, or review our best bets from yesterday's episode. I went 0-1, and I have one for Saturday, which was Cincinnati -3.5. And Diz, you didn't have a best bet for last night, did you?
Yeah, I did. I was with you on Washington -3.5, so I'm 0-1 so far.
Oh, yes, that's right. And then you have also Cincinnati, and then you have
Ohio State -24.5.
Gotcha. Okay. So we got a few more coming down the line from yesterday's episode. But let's get into our best bets of the night. And I can't believe I did this. We talked NFL all episode, but I have three MLB best bets for everyone.
What?
I can't,
hey, stick to
I
what
can't
you know,
put
baby.
On the MLB.
Stick to what you
I
know.
I can't put on the MLB. So the first one, I'm going San Diego, St. Louis, first five over 4.5 runs. This series is a very important one. I know Miles knows. I know Diz knows. I know Dish knows. The second spot for Miles is a realist. He knows the Reds are done. But the second wild card spot is up for grabs. The Cardinals currently have it. The Padres are half a game back, and the Reds are one game back. So it's anyone's race right now. So these two teams, this series might decide who gets that second wild card spot. So both teams are pitching pitchers that I have zero faith in. I don't know too much about the Padres. So Padres are pitching Rydie Velasquez, you know, nailed it.
So close.
5.95 ERA with a 4.95 expected and an 8.69 ERA without spider tack. So that's 3 months now. And he over the last 3 months, he has an 8.69 ERA. Cardinals are pitching Rydie Mikolas. He has a 5.47 ERA with a 5.23 expected and a 6.04 ERA without spider tack. So both teams, I have no faith in their pitchers. Both teams aren't great at hitting, unfortunately. So the Padres are 14th against righties and Cards are 27th. But however, I think due to the magnitude of this game, it's going to be a slugfest. And I think these teams are going to go all out. So I'm taking the first five over 4.5 runs.
Patty, nothing makes me more confident about a bet when you don't know how to pronounce the pitcher's name.
Bingo. Well, because I couldn't pronounce the pitcher's name, would you go with the under or would you go with the over?
I would respectfully stay away.
I mean, it is the MLB and Diz doesn't do MLB, so I guess that makes sense anyways.
Right.
My second best bet of the night, I'm going Dodgers first five minus a half run versus the Reds. I'm sorry, guys. I know you're Reds fans, but
sounds like a winner.
It's fade the Reds season. I mean, we've seen it for the past, I don't know, 3 weeks. But the stats are here to back it up, too. So Walker Buehler is going for the Dodgers. He has a 2.32 ERA with a 3.10 expected and a 2.27 ERA without spider tack. Luis Castillo, Diz's boy, he's going for the Reds. He's been better of late, 4.24 ERA with a 3.67 expected and a 3.10 ERA without the spider tack. The Reds are actually sixth in hitting righties, but the Dodgers are fourth. So I'm going Dodgers first five minus half a run.
My only take here is I advise you to switch this up and just take Dodgers full game money line because Jesse Winker is back in the lineup. We play so much better as a team when he plays. I'm not even saying he's going to pop off, but I expect this one to be a heartbreaker. I expect us to get a lead and then blow it late. So I would switch your pick to Dodgers money line, not first five, because I would not be surprised if we win the first five but lose the actual game because that's – as a Reds fan, we just expect heartbreak like that.
That's really good advice.
I can't agree.
That's a Reds special, you know? You have me second guessing it, but I'm sticking to my guns here, but I'll bet you tonight.
Is there a prop for Lucas Sims to lose the lead? Is that something you can bet on?
Can we get that worked up, FanDuel? Can we get that on the horn?
Minus 6,000.
Better odds than picking a Tampa Bay Buccaneers money line bet this weekend. And then my final best bet of the night, I'm going the Seattle Mariners first five plus a half run versus the Royals. It's Flexen Day. Chris Flexen's on the mound for the Mariners. That's all you need to know. You get him at first five plus a half run. You take it. You move on. I'm going Mariners first five plus a half run versus the Royals. All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bets tonight? Or weekend, okay. Or whatever you want to call it.
It's strictly NFL Sunday. It's insane that you're betting MLB still. I respect the hustle, but I'm not betting on MLB for a really long time.
Well, probably not till next season, not the next dog days of summer, right?
Correct. Anyways, you guys know I tease before I please. I got a 1 o'clock teaser. I got a 4 o'clock teaser. 7 hours of commercial-free football. My ass isn't moving. So my 1 o'clock tease, I normally do 6-point teasers. I normally do a three-team tease that boosts you 6 points. But I did a three-team tease with 6.5, and we'll get to why in a second. But I got the Steelers down from 6.5 to -0. So essentially money line, Steelers just have to beat the Raiders. I love this, too, because Oakland's on a short week. Oakland impressed some people. I don't think they're going to win in Pittsburgh after a short week. I have the Saints +3 against the Panthers. This is why I took that extra half point because +2.5, I could see the Saints being an overreaction and losing by a field goal. At least with that extra half point, I would push. So I really felt more comfortable getting them at +3. And then the Broncos up to +0.5, essentially just a money line. They just have to win against the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are atrocious. Plus 130 odds, $10 to win 13. Lock that shit up. Then we move on to the 4 o'clock window. Seattle moved them from -6.5 to -0. Tennessee against the Titans. Once again, this we kind of talked about this game a little bit, but I can't see Seattle losing. Chiefs +3 against the Ravens. I think the Ravens, obviously, they're hurt. They're beat up. Another short week. Chiefs found a way to beat the Browns. The Browns looked incredible. Give me a field goal. That's a lock. That might be my favorite pick all week. Lions versus Packers, okay? I'm teasing this over, okay? So from 48 to 42, me and Dish agreed on the over here. This is our favorite over. And I just like to diversify my portfolio. I'd love to throw an over tease with a point spread. So big fan of that. So those are my two teasers, my two best bets. Hoping we go profitable.
We lost his. We're hoping he goes profitable too. But thanks for that, Miles. Appreciate that.
I got you, brother.
So now we're moving on to the Hail Mary parlay of the day. Now, before I forget, I just want to let everyone know that I will probably have at least one Hail Mary parlay per day this weekend. So I'll have one for college football tomorrow. I'll have one for NFL on Sunday. And I just might have like two or three tomorrow because, you know, full day of college football betting. So keep an eye on our Twitter and Instagram for that at SportsBetByDumb. All right. Guessing time. Who wants to guess what today's Hail Mary parlay of the day will net me off of $1?
$733.
Dish?
$1,101.01.
Connor?
I already saw that.
Okay. No, Connor's way. Pleading the fifth. He already cheated. Miles?
$1, Bob.
If we are playing by Price is Right rules, then Miles wins. It is $1 to win $634.73.
What did I win?
You win 10 free picks on how to make some free money. And let me tell you, these are going to hit. Well, probably not, because these are all 10.
So basically, Miles, what you win for winning that is you lose a dollar.
Yeah. That showcase was garbage.
I'll pass it on. Show me the next one.
I want the next one.
You won my heart, Miles. Is that enough?
Oh.
That's more than enough.
That's more than a dollar, I'll tell you that. All right. These are all in the MLB because these are all happening tonight. I'm going Cleveland baseball team, first five, plus half a run versus New York Yankees. Colorado Rockies, first five, money line versus Washington. Miami, first five, minus half a run versus Pittsburgh. Philadelphia, first five, minus half a run versus the Mets. Dodgers, first five, minus half versus the Reds. White Sox, Rangers, first five, under 4.5 runs. Mariners, first five, plus half versus the Royals. Brewers, first five, minus 1.5 runs versus the Cubs. Padres, Cardinals, first five, over 4.5. And then finally, Giants, first five, minus half run versus the Braves. Anybody have anything they need to get off their chest before we call it a week?
I do. So,
lay it on us.
I sent this one on the chalkboard app for you guys. So if you saw it, great. If not, you should probably get on chalkboard. But
bingo.
Get you a friend around the entire U.S. because this is the second time I've done it. And I probably won't say this again because I bet FanDuel will drop it. So let's hope they don't listen to our podcast. But there is a spread the love bet for Arizona +73 right now. So if you have a friend in Arizona, you let them log into your FanDuel account. They'll verify it. They bet $50. Boom. You win the $95. I did this last football season with one of my friends in the Titans. Sorry, am I still there?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I did this last year with the Titans game. Same thing, $145. So if you want a free bet, find your friend in Arizona.
Does your friend charge you like a transaction fee?
Nope. No transaction fee.
That's great advice, Dish. I'm gonna buy.
If you guys need a friend, let me know. I have a friend in Arizona.
I was gonna say I'm gonna put my Tinder gold location on Arizona, and I'll just match with some girl and be like, "Hey, can you log into my FanDuel real quick?"
And then I'll use Diz's picture and do the same thing.
Oh, we're just looking for a friend. You got them, Dish, right?
I have one in Arizona. If you guys need
he knows right. A guy. I will say that for FanDuel, Indiana has to be coming up soon. Last week, they did one for Iowa, Iowa State in Iowa. They did a Spread the Love campaign. This week, it's in Arizona, Spread the Love. So you got to assume Indiana's coming up soon. But if you do have a friend in Arizona this week, go ahead and see if they'll do that for you and make some free money.
It looks like the teams might have to be good, though, which is a problem.
That could be a problem. You would think maybe Purdue and Notre Dame might be a good one for that. But who knows? Anything else from you guys?
Yes. So on behalf of my dad and Dish and myself, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Okay. All right. I love it.
You agree? I think he is. He hasn't responded, so I'm going to take that as
As a Reds fan, no, I would not say go St. Louis Cardinals.
He was talking different birds, though.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know he was.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you all for listening. We appreciate you. And enjoy the crap out of sports this weekend. It is a tremendous weekend for sports. We got college football all weekend. We got NFL on Sunday and Monday. And yes, we do still have baseball going on. But enjoy it. Hopefully it is a very profitable, long weekend for everyone. And we will see you all on Monday.